Judges chapter 16. One time Samson went to Gaza. There he saw a prostitute and went to her. The people of Gaza were told, "Samson has come here." So they surrounded the town and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. But they relaxed during the night, saying, "Let's wait for the light of morning, then we will kill him." But Samson slept only until midnight. He got up in the middle of the night, grabbed the doors of the city gate along with the two gateposts, pulled them up, crossbar and all, set them on his shoulders, and took them up to the top of the hill opposite Hebron. Sometime after that, Samson fell in love with a woman from the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The Sarans of the Philistines approached her and said, "Persuade him to reveal where his great strength comes from and how we may overpower him, tie him up, and humiliate him. Each of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me what the source of your great strength is, and how you can be tied up in order to humiliate you." Samson answered her, "If anyone ties me up with 7 new bowstrings that have not yet been dried, I will become weak and be like any other man." So the Sarans of the Philistines brought her 7 new bowstrings that had not yet been dried, and she tied him up with them. She had men hiding in the room waiting to ambush Samson, and she said to him, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the bowstrings as easily as a flax thread that was scorched when brought near fire. So the source of his strength was not revealed. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Look, you made a fool of me and told me lies. Now please tell me how you can be tied up." Samson answered her, "Actually, if anyone ties me up with new ropes that have never been used for work, I will become weak and be like any other man." So Delilah took new ropes and tied him up with them. Then she said to him, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." There were men hiding in the room waiting to ambush Samson, but he tore the ropes off his arms as if they were thread. Delilah said to Samson, "So far you have made a fool of me and told me lies. Tell me how you may be tied up." So he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my hair into the fabric of a loom and fasten them with a pin, I will be as weak as any other man." After she had waited for him to fall asleep, Delilah took the 7 locks of his hair and wove them in the fabric of a loom. She fastened them with a pin and said to him, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." But Samson woke up from his sleep and pulled out the pin from the loom along with the fabric. She said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? This makes 3 times you have made a fool of me, and you have not told me where your great strength comes from." This was how she tormented him with her words day after day, and nagged him until he was sick to death of it. Finally, he told her everything in his heart. He said to her, "A razor has never touched my head, because I have been a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb of my mother. If I am ever shaved, my strength will desert me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he told her everything in his heart, she sent for the Sarans of the Philistines, saying, "Come back one more time, for he has poured out his heart to me." The Sarans of the Philistines came up to her and brought the silver in their hands. Delilah let Samson fall asleep on her lap. Then she called for a man and shaved off the 7 locks of his head. She began his humiliation because his strength had left him. She said, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." He awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as I have time after time, and I will shake myself free." But he did not realize that the Lord had left him. The Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, and restrained him with bronze shackles. He had to grind grain in the prison. But the hair on his head began to grow after it had been shaved. Meanwhile, the Sarans of the Philistines gathered to make a great sacrifice to their god Dagon and to celebrate. They said, "Our God has given our enemy Samson into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their god. "Our God has given our enemy into our hands, the devastator of our land, who has caused the death of many of us." When they were feeling good, they said, "Send for Samson, so that he can provide amusement for us. They summoned Samson from the prison, and he served as their entertainment. They made Samson stand between the pillars. He said to the young man who led him by the hand, "Put me where I can touch the pillars that support the building, so I can lean upon them." The building was full of men and women, as well as all the Sarans of the Philistines. On the roof were about 3,000 more men and women watching Samson as he was amusing them. Samson called out to the Lord. He said, "Lord God, remember me, I pray. Give me strength. I pray this one more time, O God. Let me get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes in one act of vengeance." Samson then grasped the two central pillars supporting the building. He leaned against them, one with his right hand and one with his left. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He pushed with all his strength, and the building fell upon the Sarans and upon all the people who were inside. The Philistines he put to death when he died were more numerous than those he had put to death during his lifetime. Then his brothers and his father's entire household went down, carried him back, and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah his father. He had served as a judge of Israel for 20 years.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.